This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Taliban says it's expecting to ongoing negotiations with the United States to conclude Sunday, finalizing a peace deal to end the 18-year-old war in Afghanistan. A Taliban spokesman told VOA Saturday the two sides are fleshing out details of a mechanism for U.S.-led foreign troops to withdraw from the country. Taliban officials have said the deal being negotiated with the U.S. would require the insurgent group to open a peace process with Afghan stakeholders to discuss a ceasefire or reduction in attacks against government forces and matters related to future political governance. U.S. officials say the Taliban also would be bound to prevent al-Qaeda from establishing a safe haven in insurgent-controlled Afghan areas and to help defeat Islamic State terrorists in the country. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the United States needs to lift trade restrictions on Britain if it wants a trade deal. As AP's Shelley Adler reports, trade is expected to be a huge issue when Johnson meets with President Trump at the G7 summit in France Sunday morning.
Toning down the trade war may be a tough sell, as we heard from President Trump late Friday night.
Our tariffs are working out very well for us. People don't understand that yet. At the same time, China's had the worst year, probably in anywhere from 30 to 50 years, their worst year. And they want to make a deal.
But as Boris Johnson arrived in France for the G7 summit, he told reporters he would press Trump on the trade dispute.
On trade with China and on free trade generally, you betcha, we are absolutely the number.
But you're telling President Trump he should not be escalating the trade war with China.
You bet.
Britain relies heavily on global trade, and that includes China. I'm Shelley Adler.
And you can find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. North Korean state media said Sunday that leader Kim Jong-un oversaw the test firing of a newly developed weapon Saturday. North Korea launched what appeared to be two ballistic missiles into the sea off its east coast. Photos released in state media showed rockets launching from large tubes mounted on the back of a heavy vehicle. The Korean Central News Agency said Kim praised the system as a great weapon and praised the scientists who designed and built it. Analysts said that the system appears to be the fourth one developed by North Korea since denuclearization talks stalled at a summit with President Trump in February. South Korea's National Security Council said it's continuing efforts to bring the North back to talks, but little movement has occurred. The captain of an Iranian oil tanker pursued by U.S. ships now says it's headed for Turkey. Amid heightened tensions between Tehran and Washington, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The crew of the Adrian Darya updated its listed destination in its automatic identification system to Mersin, Turkey, a port city in the country's south and home to an oil terminal. However, mariners can input any destination into the AIS, so Turkey may not be its true destination. Mersin is just over 100 miles from a Syrian oil refinery, where authorities allege the tanker had been heading before being seized off Gibraltar in early July. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Syrian state media reports that government forces now control all of northern Hama province for the first time since 2012, and that they've encircled a Turkish military monitoring post in the town of Marek V. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Amateur video showed Syrian army forces encircling a Turkish military monitoring position in the northern Hama town of Morek. Syrian forces did not, however, attack the Turkish position. Turkish media reported that President Recep Tayyip Erdogan will protest the Syrian government advance to Russian President Vladimir Putin when he visits Moscow on Tuesday. Erdogan claims that Damascus has not respected the de-escalation agreement signed in the Russian resort town of Sochi last year. The Syrian government insists that Turkey had agreed to stop supporting what it considers terrorist groups in the Idlib and Hama provinces and to allow the reopening of the strategic main highway linking Syria's two largest cities, Damascus and Aleppo. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The voice voice of OAA. One, the voice of